to the ground.
Well, how do, folks, and a happy midday welcome to you from the Lucky You crew. I'm Lloyd Perryman, and speaking for the Sons of the Pioneers, if you'll just shove yourself back from that table about an arm's length, turn up the volume a hair or two on the radio, why, we're going to make you glad you're lucky you instead of the waddy that climbed aboard a red-eyed old Mustang known in these parts as Skyball Paint. Old Skyball Paint was a devil saint. His eyes were a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this nag till it blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil.
Singing hi-ho, whoopee-ki-ho, ride him high and down he goes. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. So I threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his head where his tail should be. So I says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me.
Singing hi-ho, whoopee-ki-ho, ride him high and down he goes. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
In town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold that bag to him. But when he plants the seat of his pants in Skyball's leather chair, I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits that Jim just won't be there.
Singing hi-ho, whoopee-ki-ho, ride him high and down he goes. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Oh, thank you very much. Now that we've palmed old Skyball Paint on Sheriff Jim, we'd like to get a rolling with...
Say, Lloyd.
Yeah, Ken?
I hate to interrupt you there, but you know, we haven't heard a word from old Shug since he went into town on his big buying spree after the show yesterday.
By golly, we haven't at that. He was supposed to be back by showtime today, too.
Sure.
I wonder if we hadn't better do some investigating, Ken. He may be in the jug or he... Uh-oh. Here he comes now, just kicking up the dust.
Yeah. He'll sure hate to admit he wasn't here when the show went on the air, won't he?
Oh, yeah, he sure...
Ah, boy. Howdy, fellas, old buddies, old pioneer pals of my old friends, old tried and true...
Shug. Old Shug. Never mind trying to butter us up now. You missed the start of the show, and we're going to have to chalk up a big black mark against your record. That's all.
Okay. Whatever you think's right. But could I help it? Dad Bernard even lost my hoppy hat.
Oh, no.
Did you ever try running down them steps in that apartment store?
Shug, It's a department store, and I told you not to try to walk down on an up escalator.
Escalator. Elevator. How am I supposed to know about them cat-haired things? You tricked me.
Well, forgive me, Shug. I'm sorry to have caused you so much trouble. Did you get what I told you was the most important item of all?
What was that, George? Oh, yeah. Of course I did, Ignis. How would the cook get along without that? I got a whole case of Planter's peanut oil, and I grabbed them pies and sure been tasting better here lately.
Shug. It isn't the pies that are better.
What in the cat hair is it?
It's the shortening. Planter's peanut oil.
Oh,
you know, yeah, that cook's smart. When he thinks about pies and puddings, cakes and cookies, he thinks of Planter's peanut oil. For pure, highly refined Planter's peanut oil is a wonderful liquid shortening. Why, it's so easy to measure and mix, and it gives your baked foods a fine, rich flavor and tender-like consistency. While Planter's peanut oil may cost a few pennies more than other cooking, frying, and salad oils, it's economical because it goes farther. Planter's peanut oil can be heated right up to 400 degrees without smoking or burning away. And what's more, Planter's does not retain food odors. Now, Mother, that means that you can strain it and use it again and again and again for deep fat frying. Remember, you just need 1 instead of 3 when you buy all-purpose Planter's peanut oil. Planters is the word for good peanuts, good peanut butter, and good peanut oil.
our flying fiddler, Hugh Farr, making the petals fly from a tune called You're Just a Flower from an Old Bouquet.
Say, Lloyd, speaking of bouquets, when I got to school this morning, I found the most beautiful bouquet of flowers on my desk.
Oh?
It just perked me up for the whole day to think that... Oh, well, Tommy, it was awfully sweet of you.
Huh?
I say it was awfully sweet of you to bring me flowers. It was you who did it, wasn't it?
Nope. But I'm a-looking for the guy that did, and when I lay my hands on...
Just wait a cat-haired minute there, Didon, my woman. Captain Novak Doss. Maybe Miss Taylor don't mind getting a bouquet of chrysanthemums from an unknown admirer.
Shug, the name of the flower is not chrysanthemums. It's chrysanthemum. There's no B in it.
There was one in that bouquet. Take a dander at this knot on my head.
How did you know what kind of a bouquet it was, Shug?
Well, I've got...
You're getting designs on my gal, huh? Shug, I'm just a little surprised and hurt to think that my own old little pioneer buddy would try to...
Hold her, Thomas. You're not the only one that's got away with women, you know. Why, I almost had a date with four different women last night.
Well, what happened?
They all said no.
Well, Shug, if you're so in demand by the fair sex, you might at least be considerate enough not to try to woo Betty away from Tommy.
Now, wait just a minute there, flower pot head Pearman. Don't you be forgetting that all's fair in love and war, and a little honest competition. Don't hurt nobody. That is, if he does turn out to be a little competition for me.
Shug, let's not discuss it any further today on account of times are flying by and we haven't heard the good deed letter for the day. Didn't I hear you say that you had picked one out to read, Ken?
You sure did, Lloyd. And not only does it tell about a wonderful prospective neighbor for our Lucky You Ranch, but it also includes a powerful thought for the day in the form of a beautiful verse. The letter says, Dear Sons of the Pioneers, have heard your program from the first broadcast and have enjoyed it very much. Hearing the good deed letter each day has inspired me to write this perhaps different type of letter about a man who gives away good cheer and smiles day after day in a small neighborhood filling station. You may think that to be his obligation as a public servant, but I'm sure you'll agree that there are too few people outside of your close personal friends who will exert themselves in any way to help you see a ray of sunshine in this troubled world. With a warm, friendly smile and a pat on the back, a humorous story or a poem with common good sense and great poetic impact, he sends me out of his station with a better outlook on life. Don't you feel that the Lucky You Ranch and the whole world, for that matter, would do well to have more neighbors like John, that's his name, John Thomas, a gasoline pumper at 1616 North La Brea Avenue, Hollywood, California? The letter is signed Sincerely Yours, L.M. Spencer, Hollywood, California. And there's a P.S. He says, I'm enclosing one of the poems he quoted me the other day. And if time allows, would you read it to the folks along the Lucky You line? I think they'll agree that it makes a lot of sense.
Well, that sure is a fine letter, Ken, and you can bet your boots time will allow you to read his poem. You go right ahead, right now, huh?
Okay, Lloyd, this is the poem. Man's endless and lustful fight for gain is as fruitless and hopeless as his stop in the rain. For man's governed capacity to have and to hold is divinely ordained as his life unfolds. And like the glass of wine that holds but so much, so his wealth can be measured as such. For regardless of wealth, man can eat but his fill, and can use but one bed, no matter the bill. Man's real treasures lie deep in his soul, and not in the size of his lusty bankroll. The trust of a friend, the love of a wife. Those are the real jewels acquired in his life. And so the wealthy man, without question of doubt, is the man that can be happy while doing without.
say that John Thomas is doing a great deal more than his share to help steer this old world down a smoother path. And we'd sure like to thank the person who reminded lucky us about him. So to you, John Thomas, goes today's gold deed for your many good deeds. And especially for you, a Sons of the Pioneers song salute. It's entitled, My Best to You.
My best to you, may your dreams come true, may old Father Time never be unkind, and through the years save your smiles and tears, they are souvenirs, they'll make music in your heart. Remember this, each new day's a kiss sent from up above with an angel's love. So here's to you, may your skies be blue and your love bless. That's my best.
Ladies and gentlemen, those lyrics express our sentiments exactly. And I hope our new neighbor, John Thomas, enjoyed hearing it. You know, every day, fellas from the armed services come by and sit on our Lucky You fence. And so, by golly, I'm a-fixing to go over and say hello to them right now.
Good idea, Lloyd. As soon as you get the microphone down there, why, we'd sure like to hear from the fellas.
All set up in business, Kenny. Thank you very much. Here we have a sergeant in the Air Force. Is that right, Sergeant? What's your name?
Leslie Erlinson.
Leslie Erlinson? Right. Where are you from, Leslie?
North Dakota.
Well, it's awful nice to have you down. Sounds like you got some folks from North Dakota.
There's a lot of them out here.
By the way, Leslie, where are you stationed?
Edwards Air Force Base.
Air Force Base.
Yes.
Well, we hope that maybe some of your folks, your girlfriend, your wife, or whoever you want to be listening, might accidentally be listening and hear your voice. Thanks a lot for coming down. Here's a boy sitting next to him from the Marine Corps, and he has got ribbons galore, believe me. What's your name, please, Corporal?
Jimmy Lefevre.
Jimmy Lefevre. Well, you know, that's a funny thing. I used to work for a fellow by the name of Jimmy Lefevre. Where's your home, Jimmy?
In Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island. Well, we're sure glad to have you. I can see by your ribbons, Jimmy, that you have been in quite a lot of action during this war that we're in now. How long were you overseas?
10 and a half months.
10 and a half months. How long have you been back, Jimmy?
Since last June.
Last June. Well, we're sure glad to have you back, and we're real proud of fellas like you, believe me. Come back and see us, will you, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Here's another boy here. He has a naval uniform on, and he is also ribbon-bedecked, believe me. What is your name, please?
Bill Miller.
Bill Miller? Bill, it's awful nice to have you down. And what branch of the Navy are you in?
I'm in Submarine Division.
Submarine Division. Well, I can see also by those ribbons that you have spent a lot of time out in the waters where a fella is liable to get shot at or something. How long have you been back?
2 days.
2 days?
Well, we're sure glad to have you back. Where's your home?
Decatur, Illinois.
With Decatur, Illinois.
Yes.
Well, thank you an awful lot, and we're just as happy to have you back as you are to be back. Hope you have a good time. Thanks for coming down, fellas. Our servicemen, folks.
Perryman, don't you think it's about time I stepped in to bring this program up to a little higher level for the...
Chug, you mean that you feel we're letting the caliber of the show drop just a bit the way we're running it? Holy cats, folks, you ought to see the outfit he just walked in with.
That is exactly what I'm talking about, Bud.
Well, what would you suggest we do to improve it, Chug?
Let me... take over, of course.
Well, Shug, I don't think that there'd
be... You don't think what? Now, look here, Perryman. I hate to think about having to pull my rank on you guys.
Well, your rank, all right.
But you know, I stand in pretty solid with the fellow that runs this whole shebang.
Oh, you're trying to tell us that you're the producer's pet, huh?
That's exactly correct, Perryman. And it ain't because he can't afford a dog, either.
Mm-hmm. Well, just what did you have in mind to do?
Well, I figured maybe I ought to sing something soft and romantic, like, Fully on You, Little
Shug.
Darling.
Shug. Hmm? That doesn't quite fit our program for today. You see, we had in mind a song that Tommy's been rehearsing called A Home in San Antonio.
Okay, have it your way, banjo head. What Tommy got that I ain't got besides a voice?
Well, Shug, we've only got a half hour to spend with the folks, and I don't want to spend it all telling them what you don't have. So just get a hold of your bass fiddle there and help Tommy find his home in San Antonio.
Haven't got a worry, haven't got a care, haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire, I still have my home in San Antonio. When I greet my neighbor with a hi, you all, I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne. You can have your mansions or a cottage small, I'll just take my home in San Antonio. Bragging, I just up and say, I'm a native son of San Antonio. There's a sweet somebody by the Alamo, someday she's gonna be my very own. And we'll get a high chair in a year or so for our little home in San Antonio.
Tommy, you sang that like a true Texan yearning for his old homestead.
Now, what you saying there, gal? I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Oregonian, you know.
Well, it was real nice anyway, Tommy.
Thank you, Betty.
You know, I've been rehearsing a song about a cowboy and a girl. It's sort of sad, though, because the cowboy just rides away on his horse and leaves the girl in the lurch.
Well, that's not too amazing in these times, Betty.
Well, what do you mean, Lloyd?
Well, with hay $65 a ton, he probably couldn't afford another mouth to feed. But seriously, Betty, we'd like to hear this woesome tale. Would you sing it for us?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. Sparkling dialogue.
Oh, how I fell for the handsome stranger the day he rode Santa Fe. I heard his spurs that jingle, and praying he was single, gave my love, hoping he would stay. I knew so well that the handsome stranger might break my heart in the same old way. For cowboys love and leave 'em, and no girl should believe 'em. It's farewell, and they ride away. Yippee-i-o, 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 yippee-i-o.
I'll ride along and sing my song, yippee-i-o.
Betty, thank you. Say, fellas, before our time runs out completely, don't you think that we'd... Uh-oh. What's that ambling up the path and with his finger all bandaged up, too? It's Dink Swink from down at the crossroads. Well, howdy, Dink.
Howdy, Fred.
I'm Lloyd.
I don't care.
Well, I know you don't, but... Tell me, Dink, how in the world did you hurt your finger? Did somebody slam a door on it?
No, Fred. I went to work and done it myself.
Oh?
Yeah. Just mashed my finger black and blue with a claw hammer.
Well, you sound like you almost did it deliberately.
I did.
Oh?
You know something?
No, what?
It sure did take my mind off my toothache.
I imagine it would. Say, Dink, didn't I see you and Pappy Tim running across the pasture rest yesterday along about sundown?
Yeah, that was me, all right. But that wasn't Pappy Tim with me.
Oh?
No, it was my cousin Ortho from Springfield, Colorado.
Oh, Ortho. Well, what were you running for? Afraid you'd get home too late for supper?
No, I have to run to keep up with Ortho.
Oh, I see.
He's kind of odd, you know.
Yeah.
Keeps thinking he's a racehorse.
That's too bad.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad except the rest of the family keeps betting him to win.
No!
Best he's ever done was show.
The best thing you can do is to keep him away from the racetrack, don't you think?
Yeah, I reckon you're right. At least till he gets his mind set on being something else. Last year, he thought he was a grand piano, you know.
Oh.
Kept running around trying to get himself tuned.
Think we were just about to sing another song when you came in. Have you got any requests?
Well, if I had my druthers, I like to hear that feller, Fred Farr, sing one of them real low tunes.
That's Hugh Farr, Dink.
I don't care. Will you do it, Fred?
Sure will, Fred.
I'm Dink.
I don't care. How would you like to hear Lonesome Road?
I think that'd be just swell.
Look down, way down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up. blow his horn. I'm so weary, so weary, toting such a load, trudging down that lonesome road. Look down, way down that lonesome road before you travel on.
Hey, that was your swell, Fred. But you know what?
What?
The next time you sing, I'm going to sit down.
Why, Dink?
Because every time you hit one of them low notes, it tickles the bottoms of my feet. Well, I got to fetch myself back to Crossroads and give Ortho his oats. Farewell.
So long, Dink.
Well, fellas, I think if we hurry a little bit, I believe we'll have time to tell the folks a little bit about a happy roving cowboy.
Song is a ride along and just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
I ain't got a wife to bother my life. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me make my bed where the varmints prowl beneath the sky of blue.
Hear my song as I ride along, I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue. Roving cowboy, turn the dark clouds out of the sky, deepen the heavens blue.
Friends, the shadows from the old corner post on the corral fence say it's about time to close the Lucky You door for today. We'll be back tomorrow with another half-hour visit from the Lucky You. So will you join us then? Till then, this is George Putnam speaking for Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, the Sons of the Pioneers, and saying so long for now. This program came to you from the Lucky You. Until tomorrow, be lucky you. America's Gold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.